landfill of gold unearthed, the treasure hidden in your discarded ideas. When we think about innovation, we tend to picture the bright, shiny ideas that make it through, the ones that capture leadership attention, earn investment, and eventually become success stories. But what about the rest? Every year, thousands of ideas are born inside organizations, pitched, evaluated, and then quietly set aside. Our research shows that to estimate how many ideas are born inside your company, simply take the number of employees and multiply by 50. Those ideas fell through the cracks, not because they were bad, but because they didn't fit this moment, this strategy, or this quarter's priorities. Most companies treat these discarded ideas like waste. But what if instead they were nuggets of gold? In our research with 25 chief innovation officers and more than 100 strategy leaders, we found something striking. When employees are given the time to explore a challenge, they often discover that the solution already exists, often buried in someone else's work, a dormant patent, a forgotten prototype, or a hallway conversation. The potential is there. The problem isn't idea generation, it's idea connection. Organizations sit atop what I've come to call a landfill of gold, a vast accumulation of past ideas, experiments, and insights that never made it to daylight. Over time, this becomes intellectual sediment, rich, layered, and largely unmined. Why does this happen? Because most corporate innovation systems are optimized for selection, not preservation. We are trained to pick winners, fund the top 1%, and move on. But the truth is, the 99% we leave behind could hold the key to our next breakthrough if only we could see them again with new eyes. Every idea has a life cycle, and that cycle often doesn't match the rhythm of business decision making. An idea might arrive before the technology is ready, before customer demand exists, or before leadership sees the relevance. In my Discover Match Value Prioritize Mobilize framework, the first four steps, discovering opportunities, matching them with capabilities, valuing their potential, and prioritizing investments, naturally emphasize movement. They are about getting ideas into action. But there's a quieter, equally powerful discipline hidden between prioritize and mobilize: preserve. Preserving ideas doesn't mean hoarding. It means cataloging and connecting. It means building a living system that allows those not-now ideas to be rediscovered later under new circumstances. When companies fail to preserve, they pay a steep price. One leader in our study estimated that if his 5 Zuzas in-person organization could increase the rate of shared ideas from 30% to 50% and act on just 20%, it would add over $100 million in annual value. Most companies never see that gain because their old ideas are scattered across inboxes, slide decks, and minds that have moved on. Preserving ideas, then, is not just an act of organization, it is an act of foresight. When you intentionally capture and connect unused ideas, you expand your organization's ability to respond to what's next. Preservation turns reflection into readiness. It shifts innovation from being reactive to being anticipatory. This is where the conversation moves from preservation to anticipation. Vision is about seeing the future you want to create. Anticipation is about preparing for the future that could emerge. The difference is action. The companies that thrive through disruption don't just dream bigger. They build systems that allow them to act faster when the world changes. When markets shift or technology leaps forward, these organizations can reach back into their vaults and retrieve an idea that was too early, too costly, or too unconventional before, but is suddenly perfectly timed now. Think of it like a seed bank. Farmers store thousands of seed varieties not because they'll plant them all, but because they might need one of them someday when the climate changes or a disease hits. In the same way, companies can create idea banks to preserve intellectual biodiversity. A future crisis might require a resilient, drought-tolerant idea strain that you already have, if only you knew where to look. How to keep your mind from becoming a landfill? Most organizations' idea wastelands are not intentional. Ideas are logged in spreadsheets, forgotten in innovation portals, or left behind when project teams dissolve. to transform that landfill into a gold mine, leaders must treat idea preservation as a capability, not an afterthought. Here's how to begin. 1. Discover and document with purpose. When employees surface ideas, don't just evaluate them for immediate viability. Capture context. What problem does it address? What assumptions made it unworkable? What would need to be true for this to be a good idea for the times? What technologies or conditions could make it feasible in the future? 2. Match and map. Ideas rarely exist in isolation because they are parts of networks. Use digital tools and human facilitators to map relationships between ideas, problems, and people. When a new challenge arises, algorithms and well-connected humans can scan for related past ideas that might now be relevant. In our Outthinker network, we've seen organizations use idea maps to reveal unexpected overlaps between business. 3. Value and revalue. Traditional idea evaluation models are static. An idea either passes the test or fails it. But ideas gain or lose value over time as external conditions change. Just as financial portfolios are marked to market and rebalanced, your idea portfolio should be too. Schedule regular reviews, quarterly or annually, to reassess old ideas through the lens of new data, customer behavior, or technological advances. Markets shift, capabilities evolve, and timing transforms potential. What seemed impractical last year may now be perfectly positioned. You'll be surprised how often a once-discarded idea becomes your next breakthrough. 4. Prioritize without discarding. Prioritization isn't about elimination. It's about sequencing. Think of ideas as part of a pipeline, not a tournament. Label ideas later instead of no. Preserve them and create a system to remind you to revisit them, especially after major market or organizational changes. 5. Mobilize with foresight. The final step is mobilization, but not just of ideas. Mobilize your attention. Make reviewing and reactivating old ideas part of your strategic rhythm. For instance, convene an idea reactivation sprint every 6 months. Ask which ideas from our archives suddenly make sense again. This habit not only revives value, it builds a culture of anticipation. Employees start to see that sharing ideas, even ones that aren't picked, matters. That their ideas might have a future life. Many leaders assume that storing ideas is an administrative task. In reality, it's a strategic act of preparedness. When a disruption hits, such as AI acceleration, regulatory change, or new competitors, the company that has preserved and indexed its ideas can act like a chess player who has already run the simulations. It knows which moves are possible because it has seen them before. In contrast, the company that discards ideas must start from scratch every time, losing precious time and momentum. We often celebrate agility, but agility is impossible without memory. An organization that forgets its ideas forgets itself. Some of history's most famous innovations began as discarded ideas. The Post-it note, famously, was a failed super strong adhesive. Netflix started as a mail-order DVD business before the infrastructure for streaming existed. 3M, Haier, and Microsoft all encourage employees to keep tinkering with dead projects because they understand that innovation isn't a straight line, it's a spiral. When we spoke with 3M leaders, they told us that their internal forums and 15% culture aren't just about freedom, but instead they're about recurrence. They create spaces where forgotten ideas can reappear in new contexts. That's what keeps the company relevant decade after decade. Rediscovery, then, is not nostalgia. It's a competitive advantage. The organizations that win the next decade won't necessarily be those that generate the most ideas, but those that can most effectively recombine the old ones in new ways. If we can learn to mine our landfills, to treat the ideas we once threw away as dormant assets rather than dead ends, then we can unlock an immense reserve of potential that's already paid for, already built, and just waiting to be rediscovered. Vision, by itself, is passive. It's a picture of the future. Anticipation, by contrast, is active. It's the discipline of preparing for multiple futures so that when one arrives, you're already in motion. Storing and revisiting ideas isn't busy work. It's strategic anticipation. It transforms vision into readiness. So the next time you're tempted to delete a slide deck or archive a project folder, pause. That idea may not be right for now. But one day, when the market shifts or a new problem arises, it might be exactly what you need.